This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers return to the state capitol today. They've convened a special session to try to pass a package of property tax changes. Meanwhile, a new University of Colorado Boulder study finds proteins that stick around long after a COVID-19 infection may help explain part of the puzzle of what's driving neurological changes of long COVID. Researchers injected the spinal fluid of rats with the S1 antigen, a smaller part of the protein of the COVID-19 virus. They found levels of the rat equivalent to cortisol in humans dropped sharply. Cortisol is key for humans to generate energy for everyday activities and also to exercise, said lead author Matt Frank.
I really believe that this could be playing a role in the fatigue symptoms that most long COVID patients describe.
The study funded by the PolyBio Research Foundation was published this week in the journal Brain Behavior and Immunity. State officials are launching a campaign called Every School Day Matters to boost school attendance. Nearly 28% of students missed more than 10% of school last year. Susana Cordova is the state's commissioner of education. She called on families to make school a priority and redoubling of efforts to make schools welcoming and engaging.
If our students feel like they don't belong, if they don't feel like they have supportive relationships with adults in the building, or if they don't see the real-world connections in what they're learning, it's harder to make school a priority.
The campaign will include resources for educators and attendance tracking calendar for families. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.